Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Radio Islam International. My name is Faisal Patel. I'm so glad, you know, I'm looking at the WhatsApp sort of tablet now, and I see the questions for Sanha is already coming through. So it's glad to know that the listeners are tuning in to Radio Islam and are aware that the Sanha program is on Monday evenings from 7:30 to about 8 p.m. this evening. So yes, the lines or number to call, this is the Sanha program. The number to call is 011-854-1548. You can also WhatsApp me 0727861548. If you have any queries, inshallah, you will get our experts from Sanha to actually answer the question and give us some guidance on what we can and we can't consume as well, if there's any doubt in your mind. And to tell us more or to assist us with your queries, we do have Malana Fazreen Muhammad. Malana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother Faisal, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, the Radio Islam is next.
Well, an absolute pleasure to have you again with us on the line. We're going to go straight into it because, you know, we normally get a lot of questions from our listeners. And inshallah, Maulana can then assist with their queries as well. Somebody sending in through a WhatsApp now. Assalamu alaikum, Maulana, is this product halal? Unfortunately, to the person that sent it, I don't have no picture. I don't know what you're talking about. Please, maybe you can indicate. They send the picture now. So, Endearments Original Candy Coated Soft Mints, Maulana?
This product contains bovine gelatin derived from unverified sources, so this product is not approved by Sanha.
Alright, I hope that answered the question for that person that sent in the picture. Somebody else sending a question. Salami, is the Footies flavored powdered drink certified as halal?
Okay, if the person can specify the brand name or manufacturer details, maybe I can assist further, inshallah.
Okay, no problem. So, if the person can please just send in those details. Somebody else sending in through a query now. Salams, is Karanisha's in Lanesia halal?
Okay, this outlet is not certified halal by Sanha. Regrettably, we cannot give any assurance on the halal status of this outlet.
All right. Just a reminder to the listeners that over and above the WhatsApp line that I am currently reading questions from, the lines are also open. So if you want to go on air and if you feel the need to ask the question over the air, then you feel you're free to call us. The number is 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. Brother Ziad is behind the desk today, the engineer's desk, and also taking your calls, inshallah, and he will put the calls through where Maulana Fazreen can then able to answer your questions. Please do call us. I hate leaving any questions unanswered and try to appease all our listeners, so please send in those questions early so we can get your questions answered as quickly as possible and efficiently as possible as well. Maulana, the person asking about the endearments, asking the same question, and Horflakes, H-A-W, Horflakes. Do you know anything about that? Is that permissible?
Is it the same product under endearments or?
I'm not sure. I think that person just needs to specify and give us. I don't know what Horflakes is. I haven't heard of it myself as well.
If they can give us more details, then we can assist them further, inshallah.
All right, let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum. You're live on air.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Gee, brother, can I please ask you to turn your radio down because we are getting feedback?
Okay, 1 minute, please. Sorry. Turn the radio down.
No problem at all. Maulana, your question for Maulana?
My question is there's a company called Pizza Hut in Indonesia. Is it halal?
Pizza Hut.
Okay, this outlet is not certified halal by Sanha. So from Sanha's end, we cannot give any assurance.
It's not certified.
Yeah.
Okay, Jazakallah,
may Allah bless you. Ameen, Jazakallah for the question. Let's go to the WhatsApp quickly before we go to the next line. Assalamu alaikum. I would like to know which flavored waters are halal suitable.
Okay, at the moment I can call offhand. Bon Aqua flavored water was halal suitable.
Bon Aqua?
Yeah.
All right, so Maulana confirming Bon Aqua water is halal suitable. Let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum. You're live on air.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Your question for Maulana?
I just want to confirm, is Nando's Southgate and the Maskus Nougat halal?
Nando's Southgate and what's the other one?
The Maskus Nougat.
Okay, with regards to Nando's outlet, certified halal by Sanha,
Sorry, Molana, can you just repeat it? I think you broke up.
Nando's is not certified halal by Sanha. So from Sanha's end, we cannot give any assurance. As for the Damascus Nougat, this product contains bovine gelatin derived from unverified sources, thus not approved by Sanha.
Does it answer your question, brother?
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Jazakallah, for calling in. Let's go to the WhatsApps. Assalamu alaikum. Is Taurus tongues halal?
Okay, with regards to Taurus products, these Taurus gums are not certified halal by Sanha, so we cannot give any assurance. But if it is a normal product, like maybe a sweet or something under Taurus brand, and it does not contain gelatin, then it would be deemed as halal suitable.
Okay, perfect. Another question coming through. Are Orbit bubble gum halal, the packets and bottled?
Okay, Orbit bubble gums are halal suitable.
Jazakallah for that question. Mm-hmm. Another question quickly before we go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum. Is Pringles halal?
Okay, with regards to Pringles, Pringles made in Malaysia are halal suitable. However, we do not have information on the products that are manufactured in other countries.
Okay, to the person that sent a WhatsApp question, Jazakallah so much. I'm actually enjoying taking the callers today. Jazakallah for calling in. Wonderful to see the callers calling in. Assalamu alaikum. You're live on air?
I'd like to know this dandy bubble gum eating rolls, are they halal?
Sorry, what's the question again?
It's a dandy bubble gum.
Candy bubble gum.
Yeah,
okay, where is it manufactured in the country of origin of this product?
Appa, where is the product manufactured?
It's made in, it's coming from Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe.
Yeah, it's called Candy Zimbabwe.
Candy Zimbabwe, Molana. Any information on that?
Unfortunately, we do not have information. If you can forward these details to our officers, we may investigate it and assist you further.
Jazakallah.
Jazakallah for the question. Let's go back to the WhatsApps. Salams wanted to know if Hunger Busters is allowed, the one in Lens and Omondi, and also Burger King, Molana.
Okay, with regards to Hunger Buster and Burger King, both these outlets are not certified halal by Sanha. Mm-hmm. So from Sanha's end, we cannot give any assurance.
All right, no problem, Jazakallah. Another question, Yogeta Sweets.
This product is halal suitable.
All right, just a reminder to the listeners, the lines are open, 011-854-1548. We've got about 22 minutes before we conclude the program, slightly earlier than that, inshallah. Please get your questions in as early as possible so we can get Molana Fazreen to actually answer those questions and assist you with your query you may have. Somebody is sending through a question and actually a picture as well. Assalamu alaikum. Is the above halal suitable? And they got a picture of today, snack time, 40 mini spinach and feta rolls, baked from frozen. It looks like pre-baked pies, Molana.
Okay, with regards to today products, if it's a non-meat product, then it should be fine. However, we haven't approved any of the meat products.
All right, so this one is spinach and feta, so I'm sure that should be fine.
It should be fine, yeah.
All right, so I hope that answers the question for that particular person. Somebody is sending through a question and features as well. Salam, is the footies flavored powdered drink certified as halal? They got a picture here, and they got footies products offer a great alternative, blah blah blah. Footies products are suitable for all ages, painting friendly, and it goes on. And then they got a lot of other ingredients, erythritol.
And the country of origin?
They don't have the country of origin on this particular picture, Molana. But what's the take on the footies products?
If they can forward these details to our offices tomorrow to helpline@sanha.org.za, we may investigate it further, inshallah.
Inshallah. So the person that sent in the footies products, inshallah, maybe Sanha will be able to assist you tomorrow, and maybe you can send those pictures in, and they will then able to clarify what is permissible or not. Somebody sending a question in on WhatsApp as well. Salams, is Fisherman's Friend mint halal?
Okay, this product is halal suitable.
All right. A reminder to the listeners again, the number to call, if you do want to call in and you want to go on air, 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. Brother Ziad is behind the telephones today and also engineering, doing a wonderful job taking those calls and obviously putting us on air. He'll be taking your calls and putting you through to me. If you do have a question, please to call in. We are waiting for your calls. Another message coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Somebody sent a picture. Crunchy Nibble Cashews. Is that permissible, Mala? Or is it certified?
It is a plain cashew.
It's from Woolworths. I'm not sure what the flavor is.
Okay. it?
I'm just trying to see the picture. Soya and... It looked like something else. I can't read it properly. Soya and something else.
Okay. If they can forward these details to our officers tomorrow to helpline at 700 Oakland, we may investigate and assist them further, inshallah.
All right. Perfect. Somebody else, somebody sending a question. Assalamu alaikum. Is Bokoma wheat bix halal?
This product is halal, suitable.
Right, and final question, somebody's sending in through a picture. I'm still waiting for your calls, by the way. Don't disappoint me on this Monday evening. So, yeah, the number to call 011-854-1548. Please do send in your questions. Inshallah, we'll get Maulana Fazlin to answer the question. Okay, the person that asked about that flakes, you know, the whole flakes. I don't know if you've seen them, Maulana. You know, it's it packed in a little sort of rolls, and it looked like flat discs. I don't know how to explain to you. It tastes like China fruit. I mean, it's made by. It looks like little flat, like a 20-cent old 20-cent piece, you know, but very, very thin, and it's Chinese flakes, whole flakes. That's what they call them.
Okay, I can't call offhand the halal status of this product, so they'll have to contact our officers tomorrow, inshallah.
All right, perfect. Another question coming through. I think the person's still typing. Another question also on WhatsApp, a picture coming through. This is made by Woolworths. All butter croissants. Maulana, is that permissible?
Okay, with regards to Woolworths bakery products, besides the pre-packed plain roll and plain bread, if any product bears the SANHA logo, then we can give assurance as it's coming from a SANHA certified establishment. But other bakery products, we cannot give any assurance, as you wouldn't know who is the manufacturer of this product.
Okay, apparently Woolworths is, they got 8 flaky butter croissants made with all butter, but it looks like a Woolworths product, so...
Yeah, it's a under Woolworths brand, they get it packed from different manufacturers, so as you wouldn't know who is the manufacturer, we cannot give any assurance.
Perfect. All right, let's go to the lines. We do have a caller. Assalamu alaikum, you're live on air.
Wa alaikum salam. I want to know if Nerds is halal.
Sorry, what was it?
Nerds.
Is it Wonka Nerds?
She.
Okay, some of it contains gelatin and some contains carmine, so it's not approved by SANHA.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. See, Nerds? I never heard of it. She was. I mean, the sweets have really evolved since we left school. Nerds, the only nerd I knew was those intelligent guys with glasses and used to score A's in every subject. So, and I never heard of sweets, to be honest, just on the lighter side. Assalamu alaikum, we have another question. Is Series Juices 1, Triple X Sweets and Mentos and Tinkies allowed? So let's start with Series Juices, Maulana.
Okay, Series Juices are halal.
Triple X Sweets, Extra Strong and all the others?
All the variants are halal suitable.
Mentos?
Okay, with regards to Mentos now, we wouldn't know whether it's the sweets or the chewing gum, so I'll answer both. With regards to sweet, there is few flavors that contain carmine. Strawberry yogurt, cherry yogurt, cinnamon, grape, berry mix, sour mix, and grape mix. These products contain carmine, but the remaining flavors like apple, orange, mint, those flavors are fine. And also the normal strawberry and normal cherry is fine.
All right. And then
regards to the chewing gums, there is four flavors of Mentos chewing gum that contains carmine. Carmine is an insect-derived colorant. So one is grape, bubble mint, and berry blast lime.
All right. And then the last thing the person is asking is Tinkies.
Tinkies, no?
Yeah, Tinkies.
Tinkies is not certified halal by SANHA, so we cannot give any assurance.
All right. We've got another question coming through on the WhatsApp. Is Almonds product halal? A-L-M-A-N-S. Almonds product. What? I don't know what that is. Almonds
product? If you can specify the product, maybe we can assist them for them.
All right. Maybe you can specify. Almonds sounds like a name, but what product is it? Maybe the person on WhatsApp can specify it. We have a caller. Assalamu alaikum. You're live on air.
Wa alaikum salam.
Ji, your question for Maulana?
I got two questions.
Ji.
Is Sour Patch Kids halal?
Sorry, what is it?
Sour Patch Kids.
Okay, with regards to Sour Patch Kids, this product contains cream of tartar or tartaric acid. Now, this cream of tartar can be sourced either from wine production or synthetically. Now, SANHA, we don't accept cream of tartar which is derived from wine production. So unfortunately, manufacturer has failed to give us information, so we can't give any assurance on this product.
Okay, what's the second question?
Is sneakers halal?
Yes, it is halal, suitable.
Walaikum salam. Jazakallah for the question. Really appreciate the callers this evening. May Allah SWT reward you for tuning into the Radio Islam Sanha program. We now coming on to the WhatsApps again. Somebody sending through a question or picture rather. And I'm just trying to see what it says. Southern style chicken strips, Walana.
This chicken is, approved by SANA, coming from Sovereign Foods.
So it's fine then, eh?
It is approved by SANA.
All right, perfect. Mulana, Fonet, I hope I pronounced it correctly. Fonet, caramel made in Turkey. Fonet,
We don't have information. If they can contact our officers tomorrow, we may investigate and assist them further.
All right. Somebody asking a question, Salams, which cornflakes can we eat?
Bokoma cornflakes are halal suitable.
All right. I'm just trying to, I would urge the listeners, please do not call the WhatsApp number. Do not call the WhatsApp number. We cannot take calls on that one. At the moment, I'm just answering, I'm just taking questions. So please, rather just send in a question as opposed to calling that WhatsApp number. The second question coming through, Assalamu Alaikum. Are Cadbury chocolates manufactured in New Zealand halal?
Unfortunately, we don't have information, but if they can forward details to our officers, we may contact the New Zealand Cadbury manufacturer and assist them further, inshallah.
Jazakallah Malana for answering that question. Do we have a call online? No. Somebody sent through... I understand we just lost Malana Fazreen there, so we're going to try to get him back online. A lot of queries coming through on this Monday morning. And he's just trying to get Malana back online so we can ask him some of those questions. Have we got Malana back online? Not yet. All right. So we're going to wait for Malana to get back online before we answer any of those questions. Unfortunately, I'm not qualified to answer any of those questions. While we try to get Mulana back, let's go for a quick Nazm break, and then after, inshallah, we'll continue. Radio Islam International, we do apologize for that break in cold. We do have Mulana back online. Let's welcome him back. Mulana, assalamu alaikum. Jazakallah for making yourself available once again. We're going to go straight to the lines. We just got about 10 minutes left, and we're going to close the lines after it and just conclude with the WhatsApps. Assalamu alaikum, you're live on air? Your question for Mulana?
Is the Woolworth mixed berry smoothie halal?
Is it the drinking yogurt or yogurt?
It's a smoothie.
Smoothie, the nature of the product, is it a yogurt, a sweet?
The drinking yogurt, Mulana, something that you can drink.
Okay. With regards to Woolworth yogurt or drinking yogurt, check the ingredients. If there is no gelatin listed, it's halal suitable.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Jazakallah for the question. Unfortunately, we're going to have to close the lines because we just got a lot of WhatsApp that has come through. For all those callers that have called in, Jazakallah, and I really appreciate the calls. If you've got any queries that I don't manage to get through today, you're welcome to contact Sana tomorrow at their offices, inshallah, and they will get to answer those questions. Now we're going to go fly through these WhatsApps if possible. Assalamu alaikum. Are there any halal? Okay, we spoke about that. Are there any halal marshmallows in ShopRite or anywhere?
Okay, I'm not sure where the ShopRite stocks, but I can tell you the brands that are approved, certified halal by SANA.
Mm-hmm.
It's Kaylee's and Candyland by Marhaba.
All right. And the same person asking the question, are bakery made paninis? I think that's pronounced correctly. Paninis made, paninis halal from Pick and Pay.
Okay, unfortunately, with regards to Pick and Pay bakery products, we cannot give any assurance unless it bears our logo.
All right, another question coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Is Apple Munch halal?
Okay, unfortunately, I cannot call offhand of the status of this product. If they can contact our officers tomorrow, we may assist them further, inshallah.
No problem, Mulana. Jazakallah. Is Infinity Bubblegum halal?
Okay, with regards to Steamer Roll Infinity, besides the watermelon flavor which contains carmine, the remaining flavors are halal suitable.
Okay. Another question coming through, Salams, is Maynard gums halal suitable?
Okay, with regards to Maynard's products, SANA approves only products that does not contain Bo and gelatin.
Mm-hmm.
So the gelatin-free variants are halal suitable. So kindly check on the product's packaging for ingredients.
All right. Another question coming through on WhatsApp. Salams, is Tim Tam biscuit salam?
With regards to Tim Tams made in New Zealand and made in Australia contains carmine and insecticide colorant. But the ones made in Indonesia, Malaysia, halal suitable.
All right. Somebody asking a question, Malam. Maybe you can just repeat which marshmallow brands are certified halal again?
It's Kaylee's.
Mm-hmm.
And Candyland by Marhaba.
All right, somebody asking, Salams, is Sana logo on the cornflakes? I'm assuming that's Kellogg's.
Sana logo, if they can specify which brand is it?
Well, Kellogg's brand, Mulana, the cornflakes.
Kellogg's cornflakes, no. With regards to Kellogg's, we cannot comment on the halal status.
All right. Another question coming through, nuts, dried fruit, chocolate rocks. Is almonds products halal? That's nuts, dried fruit, chocolate rocks.
Okay, if it is a plain product which is not processed or any flavors added, it shouldn't be the problem. It should be fine.
Okay. Second last question. Assalamu alaikum. Is Godiva masterpieces halal?
Okay, with regards to Godiva, they have to forward the picture of the ingredients to our officers. We may investigate and assist them further, inshallah.
All right. And then somebody sending through a picture. Assalamu alaikum. It's like a chocolate collate. I'm just trying to open up this picture quickly. Fondant caramel. It looks like those eclair sweets, the one that when you chew on takes out your fillings and you have to visit Dr. Hawa Bibi Muhammad to get a filling or a tooth extraction like I had a couple of weeks ago.
What's the brand of this product?
Fondant. It's a Turkish brand, I think.
Okay, unfortunately, we don't have information. If they can forward details to our officers, we may assist them further, inshallah.
All right, I'm going to have to go through the last three WhatsApps. Unfortunately, we don't have enough time, so let's get around to answer this quickly. Salamzi, is Bokomo cornflakes halal or suitable?
Bokomo cornflakes is halal suitable.
And then another one is the Woolworths Madeira cake halal.
Okay, with regards to Woolworths bakery product, as mentioned previously, pre-packed plain roll, plain bread, and any product that bears the Sanha logo, we can give assurance. Unfortunately, we cannot give any assurance on the remaining products.
And finally, Mulana, is the Nutrifix? I think it's Nutrifix. Wheat beaks halal.
This is halal suitable.
All right. Let's take one more question. Salam, is Lipton lemon flavored iced tea halal?
Lipton lemon iced tea products are halal suitable.
All right, that concludes the program. That concludes the questions that we have on WhatsApp on this Monday evening, inshallah. If you do have any other questions, Mulana, where can they reach Sana?
Okay, they may contact us on 0861-786-111. We are operating from Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 5. Or they can send us an email to helpline@sanha.org.za or post their question on social media platforms such as Twitter, Facebook or Instagram.
Well, Anna Fadreen, Ajur and Say Jazakla for your time once again on Radio Islam. Inshallah, we will catch up with you next week.
Inshallah.
Okay, that's Mulana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, on my side, jazakallah to one and all that called in, jazakallah to all those that have sent in WhatsApps. I really appreciate it and making the program so interactive. It's good that you are tuning in and also using Radio Islam's platform and also experts to get some of those pertinent questions answered. You know, one of the things as Muslims, we need to be very, very careful, especially when we're frequenting restaurants or we're frequenting, you know, shops and also, you know, different countries. And sometimes you're buying a product, it looks delicious on the outside, but it may not be permissible for you to consume. And that's why we have Sanha to assist us, inshallah, in guiding us what we can and what we cannot consume. So Sanha program every Mondays at 7:30 with a different host. This week it's my turn. Next week possibly somebody else from the news team, inshallah, will be hosting that with Mulana Fadreen as well. If there are any questions, as Mulana mentioned, rightfully so, you can contact the Sanha officers. And inshallah, they will then be glad to answer as many questions as you want. Why wait when you have the facility available, whether social media or directly to their office as well? And I understand that they are quite prompt on social media, especially Twitter, you know, responding as quickly as possible. For myself, Faisal Patel, Jazakallah for once again tuning in. Next up is a bulletin with myself again. So until then, enjoy this short Nazm break before we head to the 8 p.m. news bulletin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.